was there before I came for 10 years. I didn't select him. He was elected by both Democrats and Republicans to his Senate job. They all had to vote for him. I left the Senate in 60. During the time I was there, he was very competent and very loyal to me as leader, as every leader is. It's kind of like your editor being loyal to you as a publisher. And he was loyal. I went out in 60. I had no more contact with him. He was not in the vending machine business, but we have had the FBI with 30, 40 men after him for a year. We've had Internal Revenue agents, and up to now, they have not found any law violation. But
why is it that no one makes much point of the fact that the Republican members of Jordan's committee have been upset at themselves for campaign reasons?
They don't. They just weren't there. I am going to have, and we do have, the most thorough investigation going on that could be on Baker, and it's continuing every day. We've got people out in Hawaii today. The FBI, Bobby Kennedy didn't like Baker, and he had them studying it. And Katzenbach has been studying it, and we got a Republican head of the criminal division, and Hoover is doing everything, but they made this release about McCloskey, and so we immediately went to the man who made the affidavit, and he said he wouldn't give them the information. So then we had to go to the bank. The bank said, we won't give you information unless you subpoena it. So then we had to dig up an old statute to subpoena it. And now we got to go to all those microfilms that involved many years back and thousands of transactions on this fellow that made the affidavit that could give it to us if he had the record. And he's kind of a mental problem himself. And we might make some progress, but I'm going to, there's no question but what Baker collected lots of money and distributed in campaigns. I'm told that he gave the Republican leader a substantial contribution. Bob Kerr collected, he was very close to Baker, and Bob Kerr had a habit of contributing to anybody that he liked. And he took fellows like Thurston Martin and Everett Dirksen, and I understand Wallace Bennett, and a number of ultra-conservatives who had a different viewpoint from his. But he liked them, and he wanted to see them stay, and he contributed to them. Baker worked with him. Now, I never had anything to do with that, any arranging any money.
On another subject, did you notice how we handled the endorsement in Detroit?
Yes, the editorial you would have run.
Yeah.
I thought it was very good.
Well, that has never been done before either.
That was wonderful. I'm going to talk to Wirtz again today at cabinet meeting going on right now.
Well, it's not going to do any good to have meetings down there of lower echelon people with 8 or 9 people in. These people aren't negotiating. They say they'll negotiate, and then if you bring anything up, they're not going to change it. So it's going to take something more vigorous than that, because they get down there with that lower echelon of people in the Labor Department or Reconciliation Services, why nothing will happen.
Okay, Jack, thank you. I got to run.
Thank you, sir.
I'm awfully appreciative.